I want this to be a day of hope. Very often, hope for us means I want to understand, why am I going through something difficult and how long will it last and what's the outcome going to be? No, it's not that kind of hope, because in fact, growth for you to become a truly excellent person almost always requires that you not know what the outcome is going to be. And God wants you to grow. And I know how much that hurts. So I want to look at a story that involved great pain and great hope. And the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And why did he weep? It's a story. It's often called the raising of Lazarus. I'm indebted to Eleanor Stump for an understanding of it. But what I want to talk about in particular is not so much Lazarus, but Mary and Martha and what's going on in their relationship with Jesus. We're told in John chapter 11, Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. We're going to talk more about Martha in a subsequent episode and get very deeply into the topic of shame. That shame is also part of the fellowship of the withered hand. So keep tuning in. They send word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. Jesus, his response is, this sickness will not end in death. He's got something good in plan, something that's going to be glorious, something that will actually produce glory in those that he loved. But then, real strange thing. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. It's striking. There's never a mention of a spouse, not a husband for Martha or for Mary or a wife for Lazarus or children. That was very unusual in the ancient world and probably quite stigmatizing. They had a strange little family in their society. And Jesus, of course, himself was single, a single rabbi, and that was strange. And maybe they're sharing that status together as part of why he felt at home with them and loved them. He loves them. But when he heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. And that's strange. Why wouldn't he go directly there and heal Lazarus? And he says to his disciples that he's glad that they were with him when he stayed so that they might believe. He's got something remarkable planned. And if you know the story, you know it is that he's going to raise Lazarus. There's going to be a little resurrection, a little mini picture of the resurrection that might help his friends and you and I believe that resurrection is possible. But here's another obvious question. If Jesus is going to do that, and if he loves Mary and Martha and Lazarus, why in the world would he not tell Mary and Martha and Lazarus what he's going to do? They're going through agony. And he could have spared them that. And Mary and Martha have to watch as this brother that they love dies, and they know that Jesus knows about this, and he doesn't come hour after hour for a couple of days until it is too late. Why didn't Jesus at least tell them, hey, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, I'm going to do something spectacular. It's going to be great. People are going to talk about this for centuries. So just want to give you a heads up. You don't have to worry about whether or not I love you. And there is a reason for this. Very often people come to Jesus and they ask for a healing. They ask for deliverance. They ask for help. And he gives it to them without making them go through a delay. He puts Eleanorites Mary and Martha and Lazarus through a delay precisely because he loves them. And he knows they are going to achieve a connection with him. They're going to come to an understanding of him. They're going to grow in their faith if they go through these days of uncertainty in a way that would not happen if they were just able to find out what the outcome is right away. Life is that way. The World Series is just finished as I'm saying this. My friend Dr. Rick is a huge Dodger fan. And in the first game, it was a nail-biter, enormous tension. The Dodgers are behind to the Yankees in the bottom of the 10th inning, extra innings, bases loaded, two outs. Freddie Freeman is up to the plate. And Freddie Freeman hits a grand slam home run. First time in World Series history, walk-off, game-winning grand slam home run. Rick started yelling so loud, and his son started yelling so loud. True story, his little six-year-old granddaughter heard sirens and started to cry because she thought the police were coming to arrest them for making this disturbance. Now, if Rick had known ahead of time what the outcome of the game was, it would not have been the same experience. It would have been play acting and not real life, not a game. If Freddie Freeman had known what the outcome was going to be, he would never have gone through those moments of having to summon up courage and grit and resilience and patience and give it the best that he can and come to self-knowledge. And so if his manager had come up and said, Freddie, this is going to be too hard for you, too much uncertainty, I'm going to send a pinch hitter up. The manager believed in him. See, and here's part of what's going on. In a strange way, Jesus believes that Mary and Martha and Lazarus know him and can trust in his love for them enough that they will be able to walk through this. Faith has grown that way. We see a little echo of this at the very beginning of Jesus' life when he's 12 years old. He's at the temple and his mom comes. She'd been looking for him, didn't know that he stayed behind. Why did you treat us like this? Didn't you? Your father and I have been anxiously searching. And Jesus' response is, why were you searching? Did not you know I'd be here? And the grammar of his question there, didn't you know, it expects a positive answer. In other words, Jesus thought his mom would know. He doesn't, you know, he could have told her, hey, mom, I'm going to stay in the temple for a couple of days. And that would have spared her a lot of anxiety. He did not do that. Mary is going to have to learn not to worry about Jesus. She has a lot she's going to have to face. And Jesus does not tell her where he's going to be. He expects she'll be able to figure it out. He can't. That's kind of disappointing. But even so, she's going to be able to grow more as she has to go through that uncertainty and come to know him at a deeper level and come to know herself and her faith at a deeper level than if she just, you know, was spared the uncertainty of not knowing. Now, Jesus comes into Bethany after Lazarus is dead, after he has said nothing to Mary and Martha. What does he expect is going to happen there? Eleanor notes, one possible scenario would be that Mary and Martha would come to him and say, Lord, we don't understand. We are stricken with grief. We are sad. We are so sad. We are terrified, and yet we know you love us, and we know that you're wise. We have good reason for this. We've seen it before. We trust that you know what you are doing. We trust that we will walk through this together with you, and somehow you will bring good out of it. That's not what happens. And Eleanor writes, it is so saddening to Jesus to be the object of pain in these lives, where he was trusting. And then Martha comes up and rebukes him. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And she's quite confrontational. They get into a little sparring match where Jesus gives quite an impassioned statement. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, that trusts in me, though he dies, yet will live. Martha, do you believe this? And she's led for that moment to a deeper place. Mary stays home. We'll get into why she stays home later. When she comes to Jesus, she crumples at his feet and sobs and makes that same indictment, if you had been here. And then Jesus weeps. Eleanor says, not because of a general abstract commiseration with the human condition or death. He knows he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. That's not the problem. The problem is the pain that he sees those that he loved go through so deeply, and that he knows the way that he has handled the situation is a deep part of what caused that pain. But he loves Mary and Martha still, and he wants something better. And just like with his mom, he knows they're going to get there, but it's going to be harder and more painful. So sad. And so he raises Lazarus from the dead. We'll get back to that later on. And then to kind of move things on, he says, take off his grave clothes. You know, Martha was always good at like preparation and hygiene and fixing stuff up. So he gives her something to do. They're walking through these moments of not knowing and darkness and uncertainty and why is this delay and why is this timing happening? How come is not a sign that he doesn't love them. It's precisely because he does. And it's hard for the moment, but it's leading to something even greater. It's leading to a deeper connection and a greater miracle that may come after death rather than before it. So that's the hope that I have for you and me today. And I know in the fellowship of the withered hand, where we live with our own sense of inadequacy and worry and concern and why and how come I can't know, there is one who loves and he is fully competent and he knows what he's doing. And the invitation is now today, don't focus primarily on what you don't know. Focus primarily on what you do know. That courage is a good thing. That persistence is a good thing. That endurance is a good thing. That no one has ever explained life or love. Nobody has ever lived or died or been raised again the way that Jesus did. And he is worthy of our trust, even when there are things that we don't know. So today, whether what you're going through is minor or a life or death deal, don't you give up. You keep going. You embrace life. You persist. You run out to Jesus and talk to him and let him know about whatever your complaint is. You keep going. You give it the best you have. You are Freddie Freeman. You stay in that batter's box and you swing. Stretch out your hand.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here at Become New. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future videos from John. And you might like to know that John has hundreds more videos just like this one at our website, becomenew.com. You can go to the library there and browse and find something that might speak to you right now. You can also sign up for the email that goes along with each video there or to receive a text alert whenever a new video is released. We wanted to let you know, too, that John's releasing a new book this February titled Steps, and we're really excited about it. You can pre-order that book at Amazon if you're interested, or if you want to just find out more information, you can do that at becomenew.com/steps. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for viewers just like yourself. You can send us that text request at 855-888-0444 or at our email, connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.